Hey guys, I'm currently in LA and I'm currently in my hotel room in LA, and I genuinely feel like I might have a heart attack at any given moment. This is not a brand deal, but I've been drinking this shit, Celsius. I thought this was like an energy drink that Americans had, like Red Bull or something. And I'm drinking it and I'm like, why the fuck am I having a panic attack? What is in this? And I don't know what's in this. Like a lot of caffeine, I guess. But what's scary is it says that it's going to burn my body fat and accelerate my metabolism, which to me sounds like I'm going to shit myself later. That's what that fucking sounds like. That sounds like a nice way of saying you're going to take a really big shit. So can't wait, I guess. Not that I do that, obviously. I don't poop. Maybe other girls, not me. Can I just quickly say, like, I'm just going to pat myself on the back so quickly. I've not suffered with jet lag one day since I got here. I landed at 3 p.m., stayed up till 10 p.m., slept from like 10 p.m. till like 8 a.m. or 7 a.m., went out, did my stuff all day, went to bed at like 10 p.m., woke up, and I have not had one bad night of sleep since I got here. Also, if you're watching the video version of this podcast, this hoodie has got so many questions. Now, again, I'm going to pat myself on the back. All right, this hoodie is from Urban. Okay, because I responded to someone in my comments and I don't think that everybody saw it, and everyone keeps messaging me, where did you get the hoodie? Guys, what the fuck is so exciting about this hoodie? First of all, it's in the worst color that you could put anything in, which is navy blue. Okay, they do sell other colors, right? But it's literally just a hoodie. Like, there's nothing different about it. I do like these sleeves. And it's a great fit and it's comfortable, don't get me wrong. But, like, it is, like, I've seen this before, you know what I mean? No hate to Urban, but, like, why is everyone so obsessed with it? Anyway, that said, right, I am jumping on my own bandwagon and I'm going to go buy, like, 5 more of these just in case. Because apparently they're cute. Like, I bought it and I was like, oh, like, I think it's cute, but I can't really tell. Like, maybe that's fucking ugly. And also, why am I buying a hoodie? I'm in LA, it's 23 degrees. And then I bought it anyway. And everyone was like, oh my fucking God, where did you get your fucking hoodie? And I was like, wow, look at me, I'm a fucking genius. Knew that one would pop off, you know? I feel like I'm really getting down with the lingo, down with the kids. The kids are down with me, that's for sure. Also, I've been getting this coffee every single day. I'm going to show you guys it. It's from this place called Alfred's. Well, this is only going to work if you're watching the video. If you're not watching the video, I'm going to describe it to you. But they're these massive 24-ounce coffee cups that they do, like, everywhere here, which is actually absurd. And then it's filled, like, halfway, I'm not even kidding, with vanilla syrup, and then the rest is, like, coffee. And I've been drinking, like, at least 2 a day. And genuinely, I keep feeling hungover. Like, I keep feeling, like, shaky, like, run down. And I was like, what the fuck? Am I jet lagged? Is it, like, the difference? Like, my gut biology is, like, getting spiked right now with American foods and bacteria. I was like, maybe that's it. And then it dawned on me, it's probably not even the caffeine. I'm probably literally on a come down from the amount of sugar that I'm consuming in this country. Or I guess you guys do cornstarch, whatever the fuck that means. I don't know if we do that in the UK. I feel like we don't. Oh, no, I'm not thinking cornstarch. I'm such a ditz. I was thinking no high fructose corn syrup. Because this says no corn syrup, no aspartame, no preservatives, no artificial colors, and zero sugar. Cute. Love it. It's the most vile thing. Everyone said that I shouldn't be drinking that flavor, though, because I put it on my Instagram story asking why the fuck it's spicy. Because it's actually spicy. You know what it tastes like, too? God, it's actually making me swell. Like, what is in this? It tastes like Calpol, kind of. And I hate Calpol. I never enjoyed Calpol. Apparently, I was, like, the only one. But I think Calpol is literally the most disgusting thing in the world. Anyway, what can we talk about? I've had a really nice time since I've been here. I've been vlogging the whole thing, which is on my YouTube if anybody wants to watch the vlogs. But it's like, I don't actually know anybody in LA, right? So I kind of knew, like, going in to a new city, like, I intentionally came here for a long time because I wanted to experience something new. Like, I've been very much trapped in this mundane cycle of life back home. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes, or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. I, like, never really lived in London. Like, I finished uni and I moved home, like most people do. And that was, like, a temporary plan. Like, I feel like it is for most people. Like, you don't want to be living at home in your 20s. But then, like, life is hard. Like, it's scary out there. And I didn't end up getting a flat for a year. So I was with my mom for a year. And then I finally found a place. And I moved in London. And then I hated it. Like, not because I was living alone. Like, I enjoyed that aspect of it. But, like, the flat was a mess. Like, I've told you guys before. Like, nothing in it worked. Like, everything in it was broken. My landlord was an asshole. Like, I was living in, like, a low energy. Like, I was living somewhere that I hated. And, like, I've lived in places I don't like before. Like, none of my uni houses were particularly luxurious. But, like, I think being, like, not feeling actually, like, comfortable in your own home, like, you can't get away from noise. Like, come on, it's the one place in the world that you're meant to have where it's, like, peaceful. And it was the last thing that was. Like, it was not peaceful. So I was like, okay, why am I staying here? I'm stressing myself out. So anyway, I end up moving back home and living with my mom again. Which is fine. Like, I really love my mom. Like, I like where I live with my mom. Like, it's a nice place. It's walkable. It's peaceful. You know what I mean? But, like, I was getting way too complacent being there because, like, as nice as it is, that is what's so scary about it, because that's when people get stuck. Like, there's so many of my friends that I grew up with that are never gonna leave. Like, they will tell me to my face, like, yeah, I'm here for life. Like, it's crazy because, like, things aren't amazing there, but, like, they're not bad enough that you need to leave, or, like, you need to, like, you don't need to leave. Like, you could easily stay there forever. Like, nothing's really gonna force you to do anything. Like, it's like the curse of being comfortable, you know what I mean? Comfortable too early on in life. And I just hate being there for that reason, because, like, I get too comfortable too quickly as well. And then I feel like I get comfortable, I'm enjoying it, and then it dawns on me at 3 a.m. one night that, like, I'm missing out on life. And, like, everyone else my age, it feels like, is, like, in a city with their friends, like, going out, doing things, meeting people. And I'm like, when the fuck was the last time that I even left this village? Like, it's so bad. And I had got back into one of those, like, slumps of, like, not going anywhere, being comfortable, just having a little routine. And look, it's good for me sometimes. Like, I need rest like that, and it really was enjoyable. But I was like, it got to the point where I was like, whoa, what the fuck am I doing for myself? Like, I have been in this town for 2 months. I have seen no one. I've spoke to no one. Like, yes, I post my little videos and I do my little things, but, like, ultimately, these are my years. Why am I hiding? You know what I mean? Like, if that's the life you want, that's a different thing. But, like, it's not the life I want. It's not the life I'm trying to build for myself. So why am I sat there in that life? You know what I mean? So that was when I, like, really decided I want to come to LA for, like, 2 weeks and just meet people, speak to people, and I don't fucking know, go to Target. Like, that's literally all I've done. I've spoke to some really cool people. Like, I've met some really nice people since I've been here. Yesterday, I got a breakfast with this girl, Avia, who is literally one of the sweetest human beings I think I've ever come across in my entire life. And actually, I think we said we were going to go. I say I think because I have the worst memory. Like, I'm so sure we said Friday. I should probably check. But we're going to go hiking on Friday to watch the sunrise, because I saw that she posted this TikTok where she'd, like, gone hiking to watch the sunrise. So I asked her, I was like, where did you go for that? She was like, we could go together. I was like, oh my God, yes. So anyway, I met this nice girl, Avia. We're going to go hiking. And then last night I had dinner with some really nice people as well. And it was just like, I feel like I had the wrong idea of LA in my head, because I feel like people talk so much shit about it. Like, oh, like, everyone here is, like, it's all social currency and, like, meh, meh, meh. Like, even in my comments, I'll see it, like, I'll complain about it. Like, I'm fucking bored and LA is weird and
And then someone will be like, oh yeah, how many people have like asked you how many followers do you have? Or like, how many people have done this? How many? I'm like, I don't know who you're hanging around, but that's never happened to me. Is that, can I even make that statement? Because I've only been like 3 times and I don't go to parties, but like, that's never happened to me ever. Like, I guess I choose my company very specifically and like, I do not go out. That is, I've never been to a party here, never been to a party anywhere. Like, I do not go to parties. It's not my scene. But tonight, actually, wait, guys, I might eat my words because tonight is the first time I'm ever going to be like going to an event in LA. It's my first event that I'm going to. I'm actually really excited because it's with Kosas and it's for the launch of the new BB Burst, which is really, I'm actually really fucking excited for tonight. Like, genuinely. I'm a little bit nervous because I got a little like brunch with the founder of Kosas, who is genuinely one of the nicest women I think I've ever met in my life. And she was like, oh yeah, are you excited for Wednesday? Like, your face is going to be everywhere. I was like, no, that's awful. Like, that didn't occur to me because obviously we did like this big photo shoot and that's like the little like PR. I don't know what the fuck they're called. Like the pieces of paper that have the product on them, whatever that is. Like, that's got my face on it. And obviously, this is like the launch party event thing. So that piece of paper will probably be in many, many locations in this room. No. It'll be fine. I need to go get an outfit. I don't have an outfit, which is actually really, really bad of me. Because I asked them, I was like, what is the dress code? And they were like, oh, it's like casual. So in my head, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I don't know, maybe like flat shoes but like a long skirt and like a nice top, you know what I mean? Like, and then one of my agents like chirps in because like she knows me a little bit better than anybody else and like she knows that what I'm thinking when I say casual is like fucking so not what they mean by casual. She's like, oh, but heels, right? They're like, oh yeah, like wear high heels. I was like, there's a language barrier for sure. Like, what the fuck? I found that so funny. I was like, the way she knew that I was not thinking what they were thinking when they said casual. So I have to wear heels. Apparently that's casual. I love this country. But yeah, I'm like excited. But I guess my point was that I might eat my words because tonight is the first night that I'm like mingling with strangers, I guess, in LA. And I don't know what the situation with that is. Like, are they all going to be mean to me and pick on me because they're cooler than I am? Maybe. Or are they all going to be really nice? Like, everyone I've ever met in LA has been really nice. Maybe that, because I don't know, like, what is, like, where are these evil, horrible monsters that everyone's talking about when they reference LA, like the social climbers? I mean, social climbers exist everywhere. I guess they probably are worse here, but like, why? Okay, you know what? That just dawned on me. Why is no one using me to social climb? This is hurtful now. This is actually starting to affect my feelings a little bit, guys. That is really horrible. You know what? Actually, so funny. This thing dawned on me once, and that was that. Basically, I saw this post and it was this person with like a big following and she was complaining and she was like some of my like old friends, she said they used to never post her on their socials. And then the second that she got followers, like suddenly everyone wants to post with her and like wish her happy birthday on public Instagram and like blah, 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 blah. And everyone's like, yeah, so annoying, like so annoying. It's because you've got like loads of clout and everyone loves you now. I was sat there like, hold on, no one's posting me. I still only make it to the private story. What the fuck is that about? Why? Please, like, guys, please. I would love it. Please, please. I feel a little bit left out. I feel a little bit neglected. Oh my God, I had the craziest experience. Like 3 or 4 days ago, right? I was like so unhappy this day. I woke up like void in my chest. I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen anyone and like I feel so lonely and like I'm so bewildered in this city. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to spend my time because I kind of came here thinking like I wanted to relax and like kind of just see LA and understand what LA is about and like just be somewhere that wasn't London. Like, I don't have a reason to like move to LA, but equally I don't really have a reason to move to London and I don't really have a reason to like be with my mum at her house. I don't have a reason. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to be anywhere, which is a really strange feeling, but like, I don't, like, there's nothing holding me to any location right now, which is such an amazing place to be in, like, somewhere that I'm only going to be for so long. And like, I feel like I should make the most of it and, you know, probably not live at my mom's when that's the case. Like, I'm 23 and I don't have to be anywhere for any specific reason. Why am I in some small village in rainy old England? Like, come on, like, get the fuck up. Get up, bitch. Go see the world. Like, go make some friends or something. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes, or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, I have a suggestion. Sports. When you want something, you have to act fast before the opportunity is gone. That's true for a lot of things in life, but especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. The best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome to try it out for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So anyway, that's kind of why I've been like here for as long as I have, because I could have just like come for the Coasters event and then like gone home. Like, I didn't really need to be here for 2 weeks, but like it kind of all came crashing down on me, and I was like, wait, like I actually don't really have that many friends here, and like the friends that I do have, I've already seen and got breakfast with, and like I'm not gonna like hit them up 3 days in a row like, hey babe, what's next? Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh my god, like I really am very lonely. And I spent the whole day driving around kind of just trying to find things to do, but feeling genuinely like really down. Like, I spent all my time alone in England, but it never gets me down. I guess I felt probably a little bit homesick, and like maybe I was missing my dog. I don't know. It was a really, really weird day for me, a really weird feeling. Like, it felt as if something terrible had happened in my life, but I didn't know what it was. Like, the same feeling you have on like the first day of a breakup, like that heavy feeling. Like, I had that with me all day. And then I went for dinner downstairs, like to the restaurant by myself. And then there was this girl. She sent me a drink from the bar. So like I was at one of the tables, and then I ordered my dinner, and I ordered it with a margarita. Cause I was like, fuck it. Like, I try not to drink, but I was like, you know what? It's deserved. I deserve a fucking drink today. And so I ordered just one drink. I was going to cut myself off after one. And then the waitress comes over and she's like, this is from a guest at the bar. And it's another margarita. And I was like, what the fuck? That's so funny. Like, and who is flirting with me? Also, guys, I've been flirted with like crazy here. Not to flex, but like it has actually been so strange. Like, I don't know what it is. The men in LA, they love me. Like, men in London, they don't want really anything to do with me at all. Like, they are not interested in me. I don't know what it is. But here, I swear to God, my eyes have been complimented like 5 times a day by boys. It's great. Like, I've never experienced this kind of male attention in my life. I'm not saying that it's like something that I want. I'm just saying it's something that I need, actually. It's been like funny. They keep telling me I have nice eyes. Like, one guy even complimented my glasses. Please, no, leave me alone. Anyways, I'm obviously joking. So this girl sends me like a margarita from the bar, and I'm like, what the fuck? But she didn't tell me if it was a girl or a boy, and I was like, what is going on? And I was looking at the bar trying to figure out who the fuck sent me this drink, and I'm only seeing couples. So now I'm concerned that someone is either trying to have a threesome with me, or I'm like, there's this girl at the end of the bar, and I'm like, maybe it's her. And I was confused. I was like, no, like, it wouldn't be her. And then anyway, I like could not figure it out for the life of me. And I ended up just like going up to my, I was like, do I buy them one back? No, because if it's a man, then like I just put my fucking foot in it if I do that. I was like, if it's that girl, I would get her a drink back. But like, I don't know, because maybe she's gay. And then that's like, I'm like suggesting something and like, man, man, man. I was like getting in my head. So I was like, okay, fuck it, I'm going to bed. So I go back up to my room. And then I was going out for like a cigarette. Don't tell anyone that I said that, guys. That's between me and you. That's what I was doing secretly. And so I like come up through the hallway and I like open the door and I see the same girl with her suitcase there. I was like, oh my God. And she like follows me out. She was like, hey, I hope you don't mind, but I brought you that drink earlier. And I was like, oh my God, it was you. Like I thought maybe it was you, but I didn't want to like assume anything. She was like, yeah, it was me. Like, I like your videos. And then I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. And then somehow we got talking and she was like basically telling me that I'm not going to like tell you guys her fucking life story because that's hers. But she was like, she had not had the best day. I was like, oh my God, like what the fuck? Like it was a shit day. I was like, let me buy you a drink back. So we end up going back downstairs to the bar, getting some more margaritas. We ended up, I maybe met this girl at like 8 or 9 p.m. and I think we stopped, like she left at like 1 a.m. Like we spent the entire evening together. We had so much fun. And I literally feel like she was like my soulmate. I was like, but bro, you've had like the worst day. And I was just like so lonely today. Like I was just like, I really needed like company. But, and then you just like came out of nowhere and we just got on so well. Like just, I rarely find people that I get on with like that. Like there's a lot of people in the world that I can bend myself to and get on with them for like the sake of being with them for the period of time that I'm with them. You know what I mean? But I leave feeling like a little bit drained or a little bit like, okay, that wasn't like very genuine or like, I don't know, like I put something on. I made an effort for that to go well. If I had been completely authentic in that interaction, we probably wouldn't have got on so well, you know what I mean? Like I always feel like I am the one like bending to the social situation, but with her I was like, this is actually like the most sweet normal girl, like, and I feel so like, this is just nice, like she's just like a nice girl. I don't know, it was just really sweet and she was so funny. And then she kind of just disappeared into the wind. Like I like she went off at like 1 a.m and then I texted her to make sure she was okay the next day. Anyway, it was like a really rogue little experience. And I don't know, I like, things like that don't happen to me. Like, I do not speak to strangers, but this time I did and it worked out really well. So that was kind of fun. I like did not tell anyone about that. That is so funny. Why have I not told anybody that that happened? I know, like, okay, so like some of the only people that I know in LA are like my agents, like the people that basically get me money. Like that's how you get paid doing what I do, right? You need people to like talk to brands on your behalf. And that's like, they are basically the only people I really know in LA. And like, I feel like I give them panic attacks because like, I will just tell them like, oh yeah, I fucking did this. And they're like, what? Like I was telling them that I rented a car out the back end of this fucking hotel. And they were looking at me like, you did what? I was like, yeah, no, you're so right. Like that could have 100% got me killed. Oh my God, guys, I got to LA and my car that I had pre-rented was not like, I couldn't pick it up basically because I didn't see on their website that it said you have to have a credit card. Like I've never experienced that before where you have to have a credit card for something and I prepaid on my debit. So I was like, what is the issue? But I got there and he was like, no, I need a credit card on file. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't even own a credit card. And I was so defeated. I was like, no. I was like, can you do anything for me? And the guy was like, yeah, like I know a guy, hold on. And he like goes, he makes a phone call. And then he's like, okay, my friend is going to pick you up. I was like, oh, your friend is going to pick me up? Like, what the fuck? And he like didn't really tell me like the name of the company that his friend worked for, or like what was going on. He was just like, no, my friend can help you. And I was just tired. I was like, okay, fine. Your friend can fucking help me. Cool. So he's like, go wait outside. He's going to pick you up. And I kind of expected it to be like, I don't know why I thought this. Well, I do know why I thought this. So like, it was like near the airport. So they had a bunch of like transport systems to get you from the airport to the car rental. And they were all like branded. So I kind of thought it'd be like another one of those or some kind of like commercial vehicle. You know what I mean? This guy rocks up. He's wearing a Nike hoodie and skinny jeans in an unmarked Kia. And I was like, that's not possibly who you meant. But it was. And now, to my surprise, I found that my legs were walking towards the car with all three of my suitcases. And I thought, this is a brilliant way to get trafficked. Like, this is probably... I'm like not even making it hard for them. You know what I mean? Like I never do. Like the amount of situations I've been in where I'm like, God, like I'm probably their dream victim. Like I just willingly come, you know? So I'm like walking towards him. He looks nice enough, but like it's a completely unmarked car. Like it's not an Uber or anything. Like it's not a tracked vehicle. And he's like, let me help you with your bags. And by the way, he's in a parking lot that is not associated with the official car rental place that I'm already at. He's like in the parking lot over. Like he's not even come to like the main area. He puts my shit in the back of his car. At this point, I'm like, this is really stupid because even if he's not going to steal me, he could 100% steal my bags. And that is like equally as annoying, you know? Anyway, I get in the car. And then this is when I start to think like, wait, I'm like so vulnerable right now. Like just in the back of this man's car, like kind of got the ick for myself because I was like, who does this? Like, this is actually borderline embarrassing. Anyway, it's like a 5-minute drive, which the guy at the initial place, he was like, the other place is like 5 minutes away. So I was like counting down the time while I'm in this guy's car. Like if I'm in here for more than 5 minutes, I'm going to start screaming because I don't know where you're taking me. Anyway, 5 minutes go by and we pull in to this hotel. And then I'm like, fuck, like I'm definitely, like I've put my foot in it now. Like what the fuck is going on? Like, one foot in the grave, like, why would a hotel stink? I thought we were going to rent a car. You know what I mean? And then he's like, okay, leave your bags in the car and come in. And I was like, I can't leave my bags in the car. Like, what if you're going to take them while I'm not looking? You know, what if you have a friend who is going to come up to the car knowing my shit is in here and he's going to take my bags while you take me inside, you know? So I'm like, okay, fine. I'll leave my bags in the car because, you know, I don't want to cause an issue for anybody. That would be obnoxious. So I leave my bags in the car. I took one bag with me because I had my laptop in it and my passport. So I was like, okay, I'll leave everything else in the car, but I'm bringing this one. And so I bring it in. And to my very pleasant surprise, he has a little office in the wall, which is not a thing in England. Like I've never seen that. So I didn't even know, like, first of all, why did I enter the hotel with this man? Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? But also, like, I'm just pretty confident that I could, like, defend myself. I don't know why. Like, he was not much taller than me. So I was like, yeah, no, I've got it. But, like, I was completely defenseless. Anyways, I go in the hotel with him. And there's a little, like, hole in the wall with a rental company car name above it. And so I was like, thank God, like, it's actually a rental company. And I go in and he's like, okay, you're going to take the car that I just drove you here in. Sign this. And I just like sign my life away on this little piece of paper. And he gives me the car and I'm on my way. Fucking crazy. Genuinely crazy. And now that car is sitting at the hotel that I'm staying at, racking up $70 a day in valet fines. Not fines, valet charges. Like it's parking costs. So that's really good. I don't really know what to do with the car because also it scared me. Like I turned it on and it was like service needed. And I was like, I don't want to drive this. Like this, I feel like is a liability. Like I'm going to end up paying a lump sum to this company because something's going to fucking break and it's not going to be my fault, but I'm going to be charged for it. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just like not going to even look at this car again. And we've not driven it. I have a different one now. So I don't really know what to do with the other one because like I prepaid it. Like it's like I could drop it back at the guy. Also, it was not expensive. It was £400, which is a lot of money. But when you think about it, for like 2 weeks of driving, like you would rack that up in Uber costs in like a week. Also, I still have so much that I want to do while I'm in LA. Like I wonder if I'll have put out a vlog by the time this podcast comes out. You guys know the answer to that, not me. But like, I really want to, I've been to a Target, but then I was talking to someone and they were like, all Targets are not created equal. Like, did you go to a good one? I was like, I don't think I went to a good one because it was fucking tiny and it stank. It was like a good experience, but like there wasn't as many home goods as I had desired. It was more like clothing, which like I wanted to buy like diffusers and like a flower pot. So it didn't really hit the nerve that I wanted it to hit, you know? I have like so many American places that I just have been curious about since I was 7 and I really want to go to them. And you know what else I want to do? Okay, this is so fucking weird and embarrassing to actually admit online, and maybe I shouldn't, but like when I first got my period, I like felt really scared by it. I don't know why. And so I used to like go on YouTube and type in like period advice videos, and it would be like teenage girls talking to me about their fucking periods. And I lived off of these. Like every month when I got my period, I would like go online and I would look up these fucking stupid videos. And a lot of them, they would have like hauls of like tampons and pads, and like it's such an American thing to do. I love it. But it's like, why are you doing a haul of your panty liners? It's crazy. But like they would have like stocks, and like it was like doing, it was like the 2015 version of a restock, you know what I mean? Like, but like tampon version. Maybe these things still exist, maybe these videos are still out there, I don't know. But I used to eat them up, and it would really soothe me. But the thing they always would have was like, you buy Kotex, I'm pretty sure that's what it was called, and they would have the craziest designs on the wrappers. Now in the UK, the like, I don't know, maybe they're sold there now, but like at the time, or like wherever my mom was taking me to shop, the only real like good tampons and pads they had was like the Always brand, or like, I can't remember what, I don't think I used tampons back then, but like she would get me like the Always pads, and they just have like a blue wrapper or like a green wrapper depending on the fucking flow absorbency. So boring. And they don't have like tween like sections, because like, I don't know, just fuck, it's a fucking pad, like it's gonna do the same job, you know what I mean? And so I feel like I was a little bit deprived of the joy of consumerism periods. So I feel like that is something I really want to do while I'm here, is go and find the stupid little panty liners and the stupid little tampons that I was so deprived of, because they have fun wrappers and I'm just curious about them. It's TBH. I remember I used to watch this one family, and they were like definitely, definitely insane. And they had this daughter whose period they were obsessed with. Like every day, have you got your period yet? And she'd look at the camera, no. Next day, have you got your period yet? No. I remember when she did get her fucking period, Jesus Christ, I felt like the moon had exploded. Like, that's the reaction that they got from the general public. It was insane. I feel really bad for her, actually. She's never, like, spoken out against it. She's, like, grown now. But, like, I do wonder how she feels about that, because her entire first menstrual cycle was fully documented by her mother for the public to, you know, view, which is crazy. But, like, I remember when she got her period, they linked up with another family vlogging channel and took their prepubescent teens to Target to get period kits to get excited for their first period. They would put the most like excessive shit in there, like tampons, panty liners, pads. And this was like to take to school with them every single day. Tide sticks, mini deodorants, fucking Femfresh, like everything. Oh, spare pair of pants, spare pair of trousers, like it was absurd. Like, you're fully prepared. I mean, it's a great idea. Like, you're fully prepared to, like, get your period at school and, like, fuck up your underwear. You know what I mean? But crazy. Crazy. Like, anyway, I thrived off that content. Like, I watched it with concern and a little bit of sadness in my heart. But also, at the same time, I ate that shit up. Like, I really, really did. Fully fucking obsessed. And so I just like really want to do all the things that they used to do, like buy an absurd amount of period products. And I would also like to go to a Trader Joe's. I've heard good things. Do they have those in LA? Not sure. I really want to go to Trader Joe's and just walk around with one of those little shopping carts that they have there. I will vlog it. I'll do it. It'll be up on my YouTube. You guys can, you know, at your viewing leisure, whenever you feel like it. But what are my plans for today? I need to go shopping because I need to get an outfit for tonight. And then I actually am going on somebody else's podcast, which I don't know if I'm allowed to say because I don't know if it'll be out by the time that this is posted. But I'm actually nervous because he has like a huge energy. And like, I'm so bad at matching people's energies. I just end up like shrinking into like a horrible small version of myself. When people have big energies, it's weird. It's like if someone has a small energy, I become some kind of like hulkish monster, like suddenly so confident, suddenly have so many things to say. And then the second someone has more energy or more confidence than me, I genuinely forget how to speak. So I don't know what that's about, but I'm a little bit nervous, but we'll see. And then that is it. That is literally all I have for you guys this week. I'm really excited to like put the vlogs out because I love those. They go up on my YouTube. This podcast goes up everywhere. So I don't know where you're watching it right now. Maybe you're on my YouTube. Maybe you're on Spotify. Maybe you're on Apple. I don't know. I'm happy for you either way, obviously. Duh. But that is where the vlogs will be if you care, if you want to watch them, if you want to join me for the rest of LA. I'm really excited for tonight to like go out and socialize because I do feel like I've been very much isolated since I got here. And I'm excited to see if people here are as scary as everyone says that they are, because I'm starting to think that everybody's lying to me and that LA is actually just genuinely a nice place with good weather. Oh my God, I've definitely just cursed it. Like that is 100% a curse that I've just said right now. Oh well, I'm excited. I like it. I like life. I like all of the things that life has to offer, even when it's mean people and scary things. I like that too. It's, you know what I mean? I have no complaints, really. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining me for this week's episode of Pretty Lonesome. I love you all very, very much. And I will see you next week. Maybe I'll have a guest, maybe not. I haven't decided yet. I saw your suggestions that I asked for last week on who I should have on the podcast as a guest. So I'm just going to edge you a little bit there because I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen yet. But if not next week, maybe the week after, you know, you never know. So eagerly await the news. That's my suggestion to you. I love you very much. I'll see you next week. Bye.